KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In Southern Iowa news, a collision between a motorhome and an SUV in Southern Iowa's Warren County Wednesday morning claimed the lives of two people, including a boy from Ringgold County. The Iowa State Patrol says that 9-year-old Eric M. Fuller of Kellerton and 72-year-old Karen Handy of Indianola died in the crash. It happened just before 9 a.m. Wednesday at the intersection of Warren County Road G76 and Highway 69. Eric Fuller was a passenger in a GMC Jimmy driven by 47-year-old Kimberly Fuller, also of Kellerton. Also injured in the crash was 10-year-old Lillian Fuller of Kellerton and Rodney Shoup of Moore, Oklahoma. Kimberly and Lillian Fuller were transported by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines, where the woman was last reported to be in critical condition and the child in serious condition. Authorities say Shoup did not require hospitalization. The patrol says a 2005 Freightliner motorhome driven by 54-year-old Kenneth F.C. Hutton of Newcastle, Oklahoma, was traveling west on G76 and ran the stop sign before hitting the SUV, which was heading north on 69. After the impact, both vehicles continued westbound before coming to rest on the road. The accident remains under investigation. Well, a trailer being pulled by a semi sustained $25,000 damage Wednesday morning after it rolled into a ditch just east of Harlan. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says a semi driven by 51-year-old Donald Dean Eldridge of Fort Dodge was exiting the Essentia Protein Solutions plant onto Highway 44 at around 9 a.m. when the trailer experienced mechanical problems. When Eldridge pulled the semi off onto the shoulder of the road, the trailer became disconnected and rolled into the ditch, spilling about 5,200 gallons of beef broth. Crews were able to transfer the remaining liquid contents into another trailer and set the damaged tanker upright. A traffic stop late Tuesday evening resulted in a pursuit, the collision of two law enforcement vehicles, and the arrest of the suspect after he crashed his vehicle. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office has Justin Gerlach, who was wanted out of Hamilton County for eluding OWI third offense, possession of a controlled substance, and a parole violation, now faces charges in Guthrie County that include eluding, possession of marijuana third offense, carrying weapons, driving while barred, and interference with official acts. The incident leading up to his arrest began at around 8:45 p.m. Tuesday when Guthrie County Sheriff's Deputy Blake Michelson initiated a traffic stop on a Pontiac in the 1000 block of Highway 25. The vehicle was not displaying a license plate light. The car began to accelerate northbound on Highway 25 and continued northbound and was gaining speed in an attempt to elude the deputy, who then lost track of the vehicle at around 8:52 p.m. on E Avenue in Greene County. Greene County deputy made contact with the vehicle just before 9 p.m. and pursued it until losing it at Highway 141. A 911 call came in about a half an hour later of a white Grand Prix or Grand Am heading westbound from Bayard on Highway 141 at a high rate of speed. A Coon Rapids police officer made contact with the vehicle in Coon Rapids at around 9:40 p.m. and pursued it westbound on Highway 141 from Coon Rapids. That vehicle was involved in an accident and caused two police vehicles driven by a Coon Rapids police officer and a Carroll County Sheriff's deputy to run into each other. Gerlach was taken into custody following his accident without further incident. No injuries were reported. Police in Council Bluffs say a 3-year-old was taken into protective custody early Wednesday morning after the boy was found alone walking near the Burger King restaurant at 3209 West Broadway Street. The incident was reported at 5:45 a.m. When officers arrived on the scene, the child was able to provide his first name, but not any information regarding where he'd come from or why he was alone. The boy was then taken into protective custody until a parent could be located. At about 8:30 a.m., the Pottawatomie County 911 Communications Center received a call from a woman who said her 3-year-old son was missing. Officers met with the mother and interviewed her. Police say she told them she left the child in the care of a relative in the area of 35th and 11th Avenue in Council Bluffs at around 5 a.m. that morning and proceeded to go to work. The woman received a frantic call from her relative saying that the child was missing shortly before 8:30 a.m. A preliminary investigation indicates the child was able to leave the locked residence while other family members slept. The incident was being reviewed by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division and the DHS. Due to the ongoing investigation and the age of the child, no names have been released at this time. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported Wednesday the arrest on Tuesday of 22-year-old Dalen Gene Clean of Walnut. Clean was taken into custody on a charge of driving while barred. He was released later that same day on his own recognizance. And on Sunday, 24-year-old Callan Scott Vincent Pollock of Oneida was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear and a charge of driving while revoked, serious misdemeanor. Pollock was taken to the Cass County Jail and released on his own recognizance on Monday. Officials of the Creston Police Department say two people were arrested Wednesday and one incident of theft was reported. Taken into custody at around 1:30 p.m. was 30-year-old Lacey Dalton of Murray. Dalton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for probation violation with regard to an original possession of controlled substance charge. Dalton was being held in the Ringgold County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And 38-year-old Corey Mason of Creston was arrested Wednesday on a charge of disorderly conduct. Mason was later released on $300 bond. A man from Texas reported to Creston police that someone had taken a wrist watch, a necklace, and silver hoop earrings from his room at the Super 8 Motel in Creston. The theft happened sometime between 5:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday. The loss was estimated at $500. Police in Red Oak and Creston say no injuries were reported following two separate accidents Wednesday. In Red Oak, a pickup traveling east on East Maple Street at around 9 p.m. approached the intersection with North 4th Street when the driver, 16-year-old Mario Lepe Garcia of Red Oak, failed to stop or yield. When he continued through the intersection, his pickup hit a car driven by 23-year-old Shane Adams of Red Oak. Damage from the collision amounted to $7,000. Officers cited Lepe Garcia for failure to obey a stop or yield sign. And an accident in Creston just after 1 p.m. Wednesday caused $7,200 damage, but again, no one was injured. Officials say a pickup truck driven by 60-year-old Michael Norman of Afton was backing out of a parking stall and failed to yield the right-of-way to an SUV also parked in the lot. The owner of the SUV was not identified. There were no citations issued. A report in the Omaha World-Herald says four Council Bluffs men were taken into custody Tuesday night in connection with a vandalism spree at a golfing facility in Council Bluffs. Sheriff's officials told the paper the three 18-year-olds and one 19-year-old were each booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on a felony suspicion of first-degree criminal mischief charge. Their arrests followed an incident that took place Monday night at the Bent Tree Golf Club. Authorities say the young men walked off with all of the 18-hole course's flag sticks and tore up 15 greens using a four-wheel drive ATV. An area resident saw one of the 18-year-olds riding an ATV before the vandalism occurred. The resident contacted deputies who questioned the teen and later arrested him and the others. Tony Driscoll, head golf professional, told the paper he couldn't put an exact value on the damage. He did mention, however, the flag sticks were valued at $100 each, and each of the damaged greens were worth up to $50,000. The semi-private course is located at 238th Street and U.S. Highway 6. It was open Tuesday after repairs were made. And the Cass County Conservation Board is considering a resolution to open the east half of the Turkey Creek Wildlife Area to public hunting. The Turkey Creek Wildlife Area is located between Atlantic and Lewis, just off Highway 6. It's currently not open to public hunting, and the Conservation Board feels that it's underutilized. A public hearing will be held August 27th, beginning at 5 p.m. to address the matter. The hearing takes place at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources office at Cold Springs State Park in Lewis. Input will be taken during the meeting with regard to the proposal to open the area to public hunting. If you have any questions in the meantime, you can call Micah Lee with the Cass County Conservation Board. His number is 712-769-2372. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.